Members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will continue closed-door hearings next week to investigate U.S. intelligence failures before September 11th. Last night, while proposing a cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security, President Bush admitted to problems among the law enforcement agencies before the terrorist attacks.
We need to know when warnings were missed or signs unheeded, not to point the finger of blame, but to make sure we correct any problems and prevent them from happening again.
President Bush speaking last night from the White House. Senator Bob Graham is a Democrat from Florida. He's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Republican Congressman Richard Burr from North Carolina is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Senator, are you satisfied with how these closed hearings have progressed so far?
Bob, this is our first week of hearings, and I think we've made good progress. Our purpose during these initial meetings was to organize. We adopted a mission statement of what it is we're going to try to accomplish, and we've started the process of reviewing the development of the U.S. counterterrorism effort, going back to the establishment of the first counterterrorism center at the CIA, which was in 1986, as well as the evolution of Al-Qaeda from the early 1990s and how those two events have interacted over the last 15 years. It's been a very constructive beginning to our process, which will run well into the fall.
Congressman, does what you've heard make you feel better or worse about U.S. anti-terrorism efforts?
Well, Bob, I think it's extremely early to ask a question like that. We've had staff that have gone through thousands of pages, and they will end up going through hundreds of thousands of pages of documents so that we can reconstruct everything that was available to us. But I think that Senator Graham made a very important point, that we adopted a mission statement, and in that mission statement, it's to not only review, but it's to determine what we need to do in the future, the structure that needs to be there to assure the American people that we're prepared and that we're disseminating this information in the future. And I think the president alluded to that last night as well.
Well, the president said, "I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September 11th. Senator, you agree?
I think there are an increasing body of evidence that indicates that if some one or a group of human beings had before them all of the information that we know is available, and I suspect we're going to find more as we get deeper into this investigation, that if they had used imagination, creative minds could have seen a pattern of activity which would have led to further law enforcement and intelligence actions that might have been able to disrupt the hijackers before they struck. I was pleased at a number of aspects of what the president's reorganization plan called for. One of those was that within the domestic intelligence gathering, we are going to set up a specialized analytical unit into which information from a variety of sources, the FBI, the CIA, the National Security Council, will all flow, so that you will have that chance of one person or group of persons looking at all this information to see if it fits into a pattern. I think that was a particularly important and constructive step and might mitigate the chances of another September the 11th.
Congressman, should we have seen this coming?
Say that again, Bob?
I said, should we have seen this coming?
Bob, I think it's a difficult thing to look at the work that we've got before us, and I think that we're all pleased that the president has shown the patience to lay this new agency out. He's gone through a process of determining the right way to do it, and I think that he will turn to Congress for a tremendous amount of input as they begin to put that into legislative form. I want to go back to something that you asked Senator Graham and add to something he said. I think had we known the names of hijackers, which we might have actually had some of them, we didn't have a mechanism to keep them from coming in the country. That was the first line of defense that failed. And I think that we've all seen that there are many components that we have to put together to make sure that something like September the 11th never happens again.
So it's more than just finding that the intelligence agencies failed to talk to one another.
We have found multiple areas that we were deficient in, and I think the senator said it very well, that we're finding bits and pieces of information that, with a crystal ball and all that information, I think led us to see that something was going to happen, not necessarily where or when. But we could have done much better, and we could have done much better as a Congress, quite honestly. But I think our focus right now is to make sure that we get better, and to make sure that the agencies that we have oversight over get better. And that's the process that we're in for the next 8 months.
So I imagine you're hoping that the president's new proposal for Homeland Security is going to improve coordination. Senator, you anticipate any further changes at the FBI and the CIA?
Well, I expect changes not only within the intelligence agencies, but also within some of the user agencies, because it's not sufficient just for the intelligence agencies to send out a notice, we got a problem, there's an increasing threat of a particular nature. Then it requires some appropriate response. For instance, we'd had all these reports about hijackers, and we knew that aviation was on their mind. I'm not sure that the FAA gave to the commercial airlines that kind of information that, for instance, our traditional way of dealing with hijacking was acquiescence, to essentially do what the hijacker wanted until we got the plane on the ground and then deal with it there. We hadn't thought about the fact that the plane itself might become a weapon of mass destruction. Had the FAA given such notice to the airlines, they might have changed their protocols when they experienced a hijacking.
Congressman, were you gentlemen consulted about this new arrangement for Homeland Security, and do you expect this arrangement to be approved?
I received a call a couple of days ago from the White House asking about some legislation that I had introduced in conjunction with Senator Feinstein and Senator Lieberman that had created a cabinet-level agency of Homeland Security and also set up an office within the White House, much like the office that Ms. Rice now holds at the National Security Council. And it, from the tone of the questions, it was clear that they were about to do something. And when I heard the details yesterday of what that something was, I was very pleased.
Congressman, you think this will pass?
Bob, I think that there's tremendous support for it. I think we see that with the number of members that spoke publicly yesterday afternoon and the fact that there is legislation that's already written. I think the White House kept this behind closed doors in many cases, but they have regularly met with members at their request to talk about changes, and I think that there is tremendous support for this.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much,
thank
Bob.
You.
House Intelligence Committee member Richard Burr is a Republican from North Carolina. The Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Bob Graham is a Democrat from Florida.